Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so I had to bring this up. I got a new microphone, and I got to get used to this thing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It'll help, but it just looks funny when I'm talking into it, that's all. Okay, so let's talk about the fact that Shakira was spotted out with NBA star Jimmy Butler
what?
On a cozy dinner in London.
What?
What?
Shakira and Buckets?
He plays for the Heat, is that right?
Yeah.
Good, because I don't know who he plays. I had to read about it. But Shakira and him, the two of them together, can you see them together?
No, but now, yeah.
I mean...
You go, girl. You go, Buckets. Look good for both of them. I think that's a good move.
A cozy
for whatever reason.
Dinner.
Mmm. Look at y'all canoodling.
She was most recently with Formula One driver, what's his name? Hamilton. I don't want to say Lewis. I don't know. But remember she had all this drama? Didn't her like ex cheat on her? She busted him cheating. There was like this whole Shakira saga.
Oh, snap.
Now she's single again and apparently
back out here
dating Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat. So
see, she's learning how to, you know, rock them hips and rock the court.
And she probably spends a ton of time in Miami.
Of course.
Hello.
Of course. Claro. Of course.
So there you go. Luke Combs, Fast Car. It's a Tracy Chapman remake. Yes, you know that song.
fast Car, Slow Song, boy.
Yeah, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Happy Friday, by the way.
Yeah, ooh.
We
made it
through
the week.
I can't believe we're halfway through July.
I was just thinking about it a couple minutes ago. I'm 10 days away from my son's second birthday.
That's crazy.
Don't fathom that. And I'm not trying to fathom that because I mean, little man is growing way too fast. Young Samurai, stop it.
And you got one on the way.
So before you know it,
you're going to have two babies.
Ooh, and we're going to stop it there.
That's what they all say, DZ. And then you get drunk and you want a little nookie and you make your wife pregnant again. There you are.
Stop it. Don't you wish that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
All right. So it's also the last day today to win Ludacris tickets.
Hey, so move. Get in the way and get these tickets.
7:45, we're doing that because we're putting people in our VIP suite at the Wisconsin State Fair. So it's on. All right.
Oh, yes.
We need to discuss. Should we start? Do you want to talk about it now? Yeah, we'll talk about it now. What the hell?
Why not?
I saw this really funny thread about something overpriced that people still buy. Like, what is something overpriced, yet everybody buys it?
Oh, you really want me to go in on this?
I would love for you to go in
on this. Where do I start? Houses, for one.
Oh, houses. I was thinking a smaller scale, DZ. You're in the house buying mode right now.
No, on a serious note.
I was thinking like bottled water, DZ.
Dog, of course. Bottled water is crazy. Even going out, let's just call it dinner. Dinner is ridiculous right now. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the price of eggs?
Yeah. Starbucks, another perfect example of something that is overpriced. Yet we still go out and buy it every day.
Daily. Uh-huh. Aaron, my wife, daily.
Shoes.
No, oh, hold on now.
Highly overpriced. See, no, it's not pick and choose.
Oh,
it's highly overpriced. Yet people go out and pay $200, you know, for their Jordans. It's crazy.
$200
plus. Yes. I mean, there's all kinds of things we spend money on that's stupid. So I want to talk about something overpriced, yet people still buy. DZ's going in the house realm. I'm talking about bottled water and Starbucks, okay?
Why are diamonds so expensive nowadays?
I don't know. Ask somebody who buys them.
Another one.
Yeah.
Glasses. But I am blind.
Glasses.
I need glasses like no
like
other.
Like on your face? So
yes, glasses, not shades.
You have to.
But
that's
why?
Not a choice.
But you know it is
no,
to pay $300, $400 for frames. Even the cheap ones are like $100, $150 bucks.
Yeah.
That's why I get mine online, bro. I bargain buy.
Yeah. You know, I'm saying you're blind. You have to get them.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to not have to pay $300 for
sure.
a pair. That's overpriced. And it's a common item.
I guess, but it's a choice. Or it's not a choice, I mean. That's why I was saying, like, you have to get glasses.
But why do they have to be cheap?
Starbucks is a choice to pay for that.
That wasn't a stipulation of the conversation. We're just talking about things that are overpriced.
Okay, my bad. Things everybody buys, even if you need them.
Yeah.
So you need shoes.
We need health care. That's super expensive. It should be free.
Well, I mean, this wow, you are going way. I didn't know we were going house and health care on this. I thought we were keeping it simple, damn it. Okay, fine.
When have I ever kept anything simple, dog?
I don't know, man. 414-533-1037. What's something overpriced, yet people still buy? From health care to Jordan's and Starbucks.
The important things in life.
We'll take your calls and your texts next. 103.7 KISS FM. What's something overpriced, yet people still buy? Huh, look at the text right now. Somebody said iPhones or just cell phones in general. Yeah, they should not be $1,000. That's crazy. Somebody said conditioner. Why is my conditioner $15? Sometimes I want to know why my conditioner is almost $100.
I was going to say $15.
Well, that's at the store.
Aaron hikes it.
That's at the store.
Oh, she buys hers at the salon.
Yeah, that's a choice. We do that because we're stupid. I openly admit buying expensive shampoo is a choice.
On purpose.
I don't know why we do it. And there's been times where I've been convinced it doesn't make a difference if I use Pantene or the good stuff. And I've switched back and forth and I've been like, my water sucks. So it doesn't really matter what conditioner I wear. It's the water, not the conditioner.
It's the water problem.
Honest to God, you know. Somebody texted in, braces are overpriced.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Way overpriced. My cousin's an orthodontist in Columbia.
They must be rich.
Significantly cheaper in Columbia to get dental work done to any degree.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeez. All right, let's go to the phone. Saucy Sandra is on the phone this morning.
I'm different. Yeah.
Good morning, Saucy
Sandra. I'm different. Good morning. Hey,
Hey there. Hey,
good
Saucy.
Morning. Yeah, you are different. What's something overpriced yet you still buy?
Toilet paper.
So true. So true. It's so expensive.
I go to the store. I'm like $20
for toilet paper.
No, and then I even just the other day buying a boudet to my children, and they're like, "Yeah."
I'm down.
Oh my god.
Why not?
It is expensive to buy. It is. It's $20 for one package, and you're looking at it like my bill just went from $80 to $100. Just like that for toilet paper,
for
man.
Paper? For
and
paper?
Then,
right.
And then you go
however,
to the...
I will also say my water bill has also gone up, and it's like $153 a month from $80 a month. Oh,
who's using the water?
It's the bidet.
It's the bidet.
It's the bidet. She's cleaning her butt too much because she stopped buying toilet paper.
Yeah, right? My bill would be like $300 if I got a bidet.
It's the trade-off, Saucy.
Right.
I love it that you're calling
I should
it
just kept the toilet paper.
Yep, she's gone to a boudet. I love
it's,
it.
It's for the boudet. That's why.
That's great.
Thanks for calling, Sandra.
No problem. Y'all have a great Friday.
And
I have to say, shout out to Bella from Kenosha. Yesterday was her birthday, and I forgot because I was so triggered by the conversation we had.
No. Well, happy birthday, Bella.
Happy belated, Bella.
Yes.
All right, Saucy.
Catch y'all later. Much love.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, OMFG jeans. Why are my pants almost $100? We're talking about things that are overpriced, yet people still buy jeans. I swear, they are robbing me every time I buy jeans. And they don't even have half the jeans anymore. They're cut with the holes in them. What am I paying for?
You're paying for the access. You're paying for the hole. You're paying for the easy access.
Paying for half a pair of jeans. You're
paying for the style. That's what it is.
And guess what didn't change? The price.
It went up, actually, because fashion.
All right. You can always call in or text and tell us what's something overpriced, yet you still buy. 414-533-1037. We'll take more calls and texts next. We've said shampoo, bottled water, houses, healthcare, Jordans.
Toilet paper.
Starbucks. I'll add paper towels to that.
We got a list going.
Somebody else said the new cable bill of all my subscription services. Today is your last chance at tickets to see Ludacris and be in our VIP suite with us at the Wisconsin State Fair. So you better be here at 7:45 to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then next week, we come right back with a lot more winning. We've got Six Flags tickets next week, and we've got tickets to Brewfest in Milwaukee. So we'll do Ludacris today, lots more winning next week.
We're basically sending you all over the place.
It's going to be a good summer at Kiss FM.
That's right.
So we were talking about all of the things that we pay for that are overpriced. Things like bottled water, Starbucks, gas. We didn't even say that one. Jordans, shoes, houses.
The list is basically endless, right?
It goes on and on. Well, listen, Danny, we haven't heard from him in a minute. He worked hard to get his own theme song. He called 5 days in a row, but Danny's in Oak Creek this morning. We got him back. It was a Friday night. I woke alone. Danny, good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Danny, what's something overpriced yet people still buy?
Vacation.
I almost spit out my coffee because you said vacation. Amen, brother. Amen. Say less.
I'm still going.
Yeah, I'm still going too.
Yeah, I'm still going to go on vacation too.
But flights are crazy expensive. Why? I mean, I'm not flying Spirit. I ain't going
to
do that.
It depends on where you're going.
Yeah, true. True.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go to the Dominican back in after Christmas,
yep.
And it was expensive, whatever. Well, they canceled our flight when we got there.
Yikes.
That sucks.
So we end up going in June because that's where everybody just worked out for us.
Yeah.
And it was half the price, and we got more stuff.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's called a win right there, man.
I went to the Dominican in 2007 when it really was brand new, and it was cheap.
Gotta love it. Yeah.
And I'd do it again. Let me tell you, it was beautiful.
I don't know how people find the bargain buys on flights and stuff like that and travel hacks. Like I got my cup a little, but some people go like, I got this hotel for $20.
You gotta go through crazy websites and no travel tricks. But anyway, we're not paying for the $20 rooms. We're paying for the overpriced ones. Mm-hmm. That's the point of this conversation.
That is.
Danny,
they did upgrade us, and we were supposed to only go for a week, and then with all this, we had travel insurance, so we had to use up the money, and we ended up making it 2 weeks.
Boom! Hello. For the cheap. Let's go.
Zero regrets, too. All right, Danny. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too, man. Talk to you later.
All right. Kayla is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Kayla. What's something overpriced that you still pay for?
I would say almond milk.
Oh.
Almond milk.
Oh, but it's for health reasons, right? Or lactose intolerance reasons?
I bought 15 pounds just drinking almond milk.
Nice.
It's a bargain brand. So, interesting. But I'm like, I want to lose more weight, so I'm going to spend basically more money, just to watch my bank account go from, where it was to all the way down to, basically nothing whenever I go grocery shopping.
Going broke because of the almond milk. No!
Yeah. that's what I will, if I even dab in milk, that's what I would drink with keto, because milk has a lot of carbs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get why cutting the milk would make a difference. Even when I drink, I've noticed dairy can make me gain more weight. It's interesting.
Right, mm-hmm. The fat product. It's a fat product.
Yeah, it's interesting that she switched to almond milk and that was it and she lost weight. Well, I believe it. If you're drinking a lot of milk, it would make sense.
So now I went down to 150, so I guess it's working.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Let's go. I mean, I say that if that's something you feel good about, that's an expense I'm willing to pay. That's overpriced where I'm okay with.
Yeah, exactly. Right? It's a health thing. Mm-hmm. All right, Kayla, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. Appreciate you sharing.
There you go. So, milk.
it gets up there, that's for sure.
Vacations.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else in the text I should read? Living in general.
Living protein powder in bars. Oh, somebody's in the gym getting swole.
Oh, yeah, that's like all protein stuff is expensive.
Yep.
You want to be healthy, you got to pay.
Yep.
Welcome to it.
Somebody said souvenirs and concessions. Yeah, sporting event stuff or any event stuff, $50 for three people to get two drinks? Come on, man.
Even at the Milkman game, I spent too much money. That was the Milkman game, people. Okay, so I feel you on that. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Wepa.
Last day to win those Ludacris tickets at 7:45 to be in our VIP suite.
Mm-hmm. We are taking you arm in arm, hand in hand, you and a homie to go see Luda VIP.
And then, when you've got your arm in DZ's arm, I'm going to go, move!
Get out the way! Try and get to Luda!
Luna! Roll out. All right, so that'll be fun today at 7:45. Listen, lots happening this weekend. This weekend, I feel like, is a testament to summer in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
because
for
the
sure.
list is long, man. Let's start with Bastille Days.
Yeah, that started last night, right?
Mm-hmm. At Cathedral off. Square, they have the run on Thursdays, which every, man, I know these people are healthy. But every time I see people running on Thursday night, I'm like, no.
Why?
Why are you running? Just drink the beer. We don't have to do the run before the beer.
I run for limited reason these days, you know?
I'm like, that is not my idea of a Thursday night activity. Like, I will come cheer you on, but I am not running. I'm not storming the Bastille and doing exercise.
I ain't trying to say ill, but you know.
I am. But I will cheer you on.
You go, Glenn Coco. You go.
So Bastille Days will be great. That's at Cathedral Square. The summer concert series tonight in the Deer District. That's from 6 to 9. You want to just go hang out there. The Waterford Balloon Festival. Did you know this was a thing?
No, I had no idea. A Waterford Balloon Festival? Are they water balloons?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yes, happening at Waterford Town Park tomorrow.
So what, is it a giant water balloon fight?
There's going to be, no.
Oh.
No. Like balloons in the sky.
Oh.
Hot air balloons.
Well, I thought it was water balloons because it's in Waterford.
No, Waterford, I should have said hot air Balloon
God,
Festival.
That's really cool.
That is cool. And I'm going to be at Alpine Valley tomorrow for Post Malone.
You going to Posty?
With Kelly in Sussex, yes. Ooh. So we're not going to be far from the Waterford Balloon Festival.
Quick pit stop. Mm-hmm. Stop at the festival, then go to Posty. Why not?
And I'm not done yet. As I talk about, this is a testament to summer in Milwaukee. I'm not even getting to everything, but let's end it out with the Harley Davidson Homecoming Festival, which, by the way, Green Day's playing, I believe, tonight, and the Foo Fighters are tomorrow at Veterans Park. So.
Word.
They're doing two separate. This is going to be a huge night, by the way.
There's a huge weekend, the whole weekend. There's a lot going on. You ain't even get to finish the list.
That's it. Bastille, I can't. I don't have time. Bastille Days, Harley Davidson Homecoming, Post Malone's in town, the Summer Concert Series at the Deer District, the Waterford Hot Air Balloon Festival. I could go on.
What more do you want? Pick one, y'all. Pick one.
If you want something else, Google it. You'll find more. There's more happening. Coming up next, what would DZ do? You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
What's today's issue?
All right, so M wrote in because they want to be kept anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Said, please keep my name anonymous, as I just said. My best friend has made some health, quote unquote, health changes to their routine. Mm-hmm. And one of them is using natural deodorant instead of what she calls toxic trash, quote unquote. I've been really supportive of her changes, as have all of our friends. But recently, people have been making comments to me about her body odor. Now, I don't want to have to be the one to tell her, but it seems like no one else will. I am her closest friend, and I want to tell her in a way that's not going to offend her or cause a strain in our relationship. I would want to know. Any advice, please?
Okay, so her friend started using natural deodorant, and her friend stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's complaining that her friend now has BO, body odor.
Yep.
Which I had to tell my kids what BO stood for the record, because they stink, because puberty started.
They're young, right.
And so everybody's afraid. You never want to tell somebody they smell bad. It's the worst.
Or are you going to let the homie walk around and smell bad?
I don't know.
That's even worse.
What would you do, DZ? Would you tell him? What's the advice? How do you do it without offending her?
I got a little hands-on experience with this.
No, go on. Because
personally, I use natural deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
I made this change coming on like 2 years now.
Yeah.
It's actually really simple. This, whatever deodorant she is using ain't the right deodorant for her. Your body probably hasn't detoxified yet. What she's going to have to do is something that she maybe didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to detoxify, which means she's got to use no deodorant for like a 2 week period, basically. And she's going to smell bad. You got to wash your body though. You could get little natural wipes that you can use to try to like reduce the smell, but it's going to be something that you might not like, but she's got to detoxify, because the thing is, there's aluminum in certain deodorants. I'm not going on no health rant, right? Mm-hmm. But that's the problem for people. Aluminum and things, so you get aluminum free, and that doesn't block the smell as much.
People think it's toxic to put all these products on your body. Mm-hmm. I understand there's a lot we don't know unless we pay attention. Like,
sure.
I get it why deodorants, you might want to know. I get it with all products that we put on our body and consume and how it affects us.
Right.
Even food. Mm. So I get it, dude.
So I got a little hands-on, because I use natural deodorants. In the first couple that I tried, outside didn't react with my body, and I just smelled terrible.
I
went, oh, come on, you got to smell yourself. There's no way your olfactory senses are naive to the way you smell. Mm-hmm. You know your own brand, right?
Yeah.
You know when you're like, well, I'm a little musty. I'm some stanky.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. I guarantee you, see? Check.
I'm checking the pits.
I know some people are checking right now, talking about,
check the pits.
Am I a little musty? You know when you're musty. And if you don't, somebody's got to teach you that.
I am musty, but I put on deodorant, so it doesn't matter. I covered it with deodorant. Anyway.
As a homie, though,
yeah,
you're going to have to let them know, like, hey, I don't know what deodorant you are using, mm-hmm. but dang, girl, did you detoxify? Maybe bring it up in that way. Bring it up with the more health concerns, because if they are health conscious, say, baby girl, did you detoxify before you started trying different deodorants? Right? And then they're going to be like, girl, no, I didn't. Oh, my gosh. I got to teach them that way.
Mind trick them. Okay.
Why not?
All right. How do you tell your friend that they smell bad? Because this one, they went to all natural deodorants, and it's not working out for them.
Stanky.
All right. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. What would you do? How do you tell your friend they smell bad? What do you?
You have to. You got to. If that's the homie, you got it.
You know me. I'd be like, you stink. Girl!
Just bring his deodorant and then just stick him with it. Wait until their arm's up and just boop.
It's my children, but I'm not afraid to walk into their room and go, jeez, you reek!
My mom wasn't scared either.
But not a person that's not my kid. I wouldn't say it.
Let's help him out, though.
All right. 414-533.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So, Em wrote into the show and said that there's a body odor issue with one of their friends who decided to start using natural deodorant. And everyone's afraid to tell the friend they stink.
The homie stinks, man. You got to tell him.
Yikes. DZ said, just tell them to detoxify for 2 weeks.
Right.
Although somebody texted in and said, that's not a thing.
They don't know nothing about nothing. It is a thing. It takes like 2 to 4 weeks. Look it up. It might be detoxing, but detoxing from deodorant.
I do have a vivid memory of a friend who smelled really bad 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
At a get-together I had, and she showed up. She had never smelled bad, but she reeked. She just had a baby. And I went, there's something going on. I'm not saying a word. Her body's working hard right now, and I'm not telling her she stinks, even though she does, but she probably wants to know.
Ain't gonna do it.
But I felt bad because everybody smelled it, I'm sure, and nobody said a word.
I ain't gonna do it. You don't tell a recently
so bad.
Baby-born so, mom. Nope.
My point is, I can say tell them, but I'm full of it because I didn't do it when I was in that situation. So let's just go to Amanda and Racine. I'm saying my advice is garbage. Stick with DZ's. Amanda!
You're number one! Woo!
Nailed it. Hey.
What should M do to tell their friend, you stink, or just get the natural, they're wearing natural deodorant. What do we do here?
Mm-hmm.
So my idea is not conventional. So actually, my husband used to do this when he worked in the grocery stores with the stinky customers. He used to spray Glade after they would walk through. They'd give him some looks too, but.
Wow.
Savage.
If there's one thing I've smelled in a store, it's nasty, dirty people who don't know they stink. Everybody's walked past somebody in a store who reeks.
Oh, yeah, in the summertime.
It doesn't have to be summer.
I give them props. I'm like, you actually sprayed that on people. Okay.
Savage indeed.
How embarrassing.
That'd be worse. That'd be so much worse.
How embarrassing.
Am I rubbing off on y'all? Y'all advice is terrible.
It is terrible. I mean, seriously.
You did say you pre-warned.
And DZ said detoxify, and Amanda and Racine said, no, spray Glade on them. They'll love that.
Give them the flowers then, you know, get some good flowers in there.
Drop a hint. You know, hit them with the Hawaiian breeze, a little tss in their life. You know, they'll get it.
Listen, the girl using natural deodorant does not want Glade sprayed on her. In fact, that's probably her worst nightmare.
The last thing that she wants.
Toxic!
The horror!
The chemicals! For real, though.
All right, Amanda, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, fam.
Have a good day.
You too, bye.
All right, well, you can still call or text 414-533-1037 because, I don't know, I mean... Nobody wants to say anything because nobody wants to say anything. Like, nobody, you see what I mean?
Someone texted and said they can try to tell them politely, ask if they know the smell is more obvious than when they were using the toxic deodorants. That might be good.
Well, I think since the friend's being open about using natural deodorants, you have a window. Like, there's an opening to go, hey, that deodorant versus they just showed up stinking. And then what do you do?
Right.
That's a conversation they've already had. So it's like, oh, that natural deodorant ain't working for you.
There have to know. If they're health conscious, they made their research, they did their thing, and they know they're going to smell a little bad until it balances out.
What if you tell them that you smelled way better before? Do you think that would help?
That, no. That'd be terrible.
Well, because you're saying you did smell good. It's not like you always stunk.
Girl, what happened? It's you used to smell now. So good.
It's just now. It's just today. I don't know. That's my advice for you. 414-533-1037. Call or text that number. How do you tell someone they stink? I don't know. Do I stink? You can tell me. I don't care.
I'll tell you off air.
Shut up. somebody has something to say, and I can't wait to hear what she has to say. 103.7 Kiss FM. We were talking about what would DZ do. M wrote in and said that their friend started using natural deodorant, and the friend stinks now. Nobody wants to tell the friend.
So, bad friends.
Carla's on the phone in Greenfield, and Carla had me giggling because she said this happened to her. And I said, you were the stinky one or you were the friend? She goes, I was the stinky one.
I stunk, girl.
Carla.
Good morning.
You're so brave.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're doing good. I mean, we're trying to help Em out. Her best friend is a little on the stinky side. Wait, do you have a best friend named Em?
No, or you are the best friend. She's the stinky one.
That's what I'm saying. She's got a best friend named Em. In this situation, but tell us your part. So tell us what you got going.
So I switched to a more natural brand, rid of all the chemicals, trying to be healthier. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been working. But I started going back to the gym recently, and I was at the gym, and I'm like, that's me. So I did another trial run at home workout, and I'm like, nope, that deodorant's not cutting it for the workout. Ooh. So I had to. So now I still use the commercial with all the chemical brands for my workout and hot days like today.
Sure.
But then on every other day that's not hot, I think that the natural one is cutting it. But I would definitely want someone to tell me.
Yeah.
And I would tell my friend. I'm the friend that'll tell you the truth. Like,
yeah.
That's the thing. You want to know? I want to know if there's a booger in my nose.
Mm.
I want to know if there's something in my teeth.
In my teeth, yes.
I want to know if I stink.
Do I got toilet paper on the bottom of my shoe?
Do I look ugly?
Is my fly down?
Tell me.
Tell me
these things.
Please.
I look stupid otherwise.
Yep.
Help me.
Yep. Carla's saying she's the friend that's going to say, hey, you stink.
Good. Good. And by the way, I get it. You're at the gym. You can smell yourself a lot better. Oof. You got tank tops on.
Everybody else is sweating.
Arms in the air. I've had that moment where I've been like, woo, girl, put your deodorant on again. Round two today.
Press that arm down.
Your deodorant is not working anymore.
We're done with this set. Okay, we're done with this set.
Carla, thanks for admitting you were the smelly one.
Facts. And telling us how you did it, too.
Very brave soul today.
We appreciate
you. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Okay.
Bye.
That was brave.
She was awesome.
I love her. Thanks for calling. All right, so today is your last chance to win those tickets to see Ludacris at the Wisconsin State Fair with us, Allie and DZ, in our own VIP suite. What?
Or don't, whatever. I mean, if it doesn't sound like the best night of your life, August 11th, but duh.
It's a Friday night,
right?
And I'm so excited because it is not only a Friday night, but August 11th just happens to be the 50th anniversary of hip-hop.
Show is.
So it's hip-hop's birthday, and we're going to be at a show with a rapper. Could it
Luda.
Be more appropriate?
One of the best rappers, in my opinion.
Yeah.
For hip-hop's birthday, you're going to have to celebrate right. Luda sounds like the way to do it.
Now, the reason I wanted to bring up that it was hip-hop's birthday on August 11th is because here at Kiss FM, we have some cool stuff happening. Saturday night, tomorrow at 6 p.m., you remember Sir Mix-a-Lot? Baby got big.
Do I remember Sir Mix-a-Lot?
He's going to be on Kiss FM tomorrow night at 6 p.m., counting down the top 10 hip-hop party songs of all time. And I have no idea what number one is, so I'm curious to
I don't
see.
Even know what number 10 is.
If Sir Mix-a-Lot picks Baby Got Back,
yeah.
I'm calling foul on this company.
hey, he can't pick himself.
I'm going to tell our boss, you fix that.
He gets to be top 10, but definitely not number one.
I don't even think he can be in there. I don't think it's allowed. I think it's fixed then.
Is Baby Got Back not one of the greatest party songs, though?
It is. It's got to be in the top 10.
It's
Damn.
Got to. We'll see.
We'll
I guess we'll out. See tomorrow at 6 p.m.
We're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop here at Kiss FM.
Yo.
Because, in my opinion, it's the best genre of music. I said what I said.
And you said it with your chest.
And I tell my kids that all the time. They get mad. You're lucky we have hip-hop music. I had to listen to Barry Manilow when I was a kid.
What's wrong with Barry? Barry Manilow, Barry White, I don't mind any Barry. Barry Allen, even then.
It was fine then. Run DMC came and everybody else came. Now, 50 years of hip-hop tomorrow night, 6 p.m. with Sir Mix-a-Lot. And your chance to win those Ludacris tickets coming up at 7:45.
Like 20 minutes away, less.
All right, so Am I the Jerk is next. Somebody
kicked her friend out of her wedding. She wants to know if she's the jerk for kicking one of her best friends out of her wedding.
I'm already thinking, yeah, but we don't know the story.
Well, she tells us why she kicked her out of her wedding.
Word.
Tell you next, you decide. Is she the jerk for kicking her out of her wedding? You would hit a country song after I said hip-hop's the best genre. Wouldn't you?
You know how, like, I am.
Luke Combs, Fast Car.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Tori wrote into the show today. She wants to know if she's the jerk for kicking her friend out of her wedding, one of the bridesmaids.
What happened, though? What happened was?
She said, Allie and DZ, I'm getting married this fall. My bachelorette party was planned for last weekend. We all flew to Vegas for the weekend, but one of my bridesmaids did not come, said she couldn't afford it. But then she went to Colorado.
Oh.
So clearly she could afford to travel where she wanted, and that didn't include my bachelorette party. So I texted her, and I said, I know you said you couldn't come on my bachelorette trip because you're trying to save money, and I respect that. I do have to say, though, my feelings are kind of hurt to see you travel to Colorado.
At the same time.
Just all things that cost money, and if there's a different reason you're not coming or you didn't come on the bachelorette trip, I'd rather you just tell me straight up because I'm really feeling hurt right now and don't think that's your intention. All my friends have been there these last couple of weeks. You obviously have no idea because you haven't reached out.
Yo.
I honestly don't want to be friends with someone only part-time. She said the friend then responded and said she's had a really hard year because she broke up with her boyfriend of 6 years, has been struggling, but I feel like she showed me through her actions she isn't interested in being a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the jerk for kicking my bridesmaid out of my wedding because she didn't come to the bachelorette party?
Dang, Tori.
So the friend's obviously going through something.
Right.
But Tori's like, that's a quick, she was in your wedding. You're going to clip her like that? That's a big clip.
Tori said, I don't care what you was doing. You went to Colorado instead of coming to Vegas with me. Boo you. Yo.
But they've obviously been friends for a long time, you'd think.
You'd think that they've for long enough, but does that friendship matter? She just kicked her out of her wedding.
But she's also not there for her. It sounds like neither of them are there
for each other.
Like the bride's bridezillaing.
Right.
Like, you're not at my stuff. And the friend's like, I'm going through a hard time. And she's like, well, I don't care. It's my wedding.
Right, dog.
And the other friend's not reaching out and going on trips and not, the whole thing is like.
Your other friends that have been there and checked in on you, what do they have to do with y'all friendship and relationship?
Yeah.
Nothing, man.
She's comparing the friendship. She's saying, well, they're better friends to me, so I'm clipping you.
Being petty.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what happened. She got petty and went, you know what? I'm going to text her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say what's on my mind. Even though I think she said it very, very beautifully. You know, she was like, hey, I'm just feeling like there's some other reasons going on. I think she was very communicative.
I think she's a jerk, though. I think she went too far.
You think so?
I think she should have communicated there's an issue. I think kicking her out of the wedding was a bit of a jump.
Too much?
Slow down. Slow down. Talk it out first and then decide if you really don't want to be friends. I do think she's a jerk. I think she jumped the gun.
I hear you, but think about how many times you've got people that stood in your wedding, stand in your wedding, you plan to stand in your wedding, and then you end up never talking to them again.
All the time.
Why not cut them first? What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost like, yo, I mean, good for you. She had the gumption to go, you know what? I don't need you there. There's probably somebody else that I would better have serve me that day and help me that day on my big day and for my big events.
Tori's kind of trying to punish the other friend, I feel like a little bit. And then when the wedding's over, the friend's not going to be there. Are you still going to be happy the friend's not there? Are you going to be bummed out once you're done, you know, playing your games?
Oh, no. I think Tori just ended this friendship.
Yeah.
I genuinely think Tori just ended this friendship. But I think it's all right, though. It's your life and you dictate what to do with it. I'm going to go not the jerk, I guess.
I'm saying jerk. 414-533-1037. She moved too quick. Got to slow down.
I hear you. But what's quick enough and if you're planning on spending a lifetime and want the best people there on your day for it?
I guess. She's going to have them.
Oh, yeah.
Man, weddings ruin so many things.
Facts.
And then you end up divorced anyway half the damn time. I said half.
Touché.
So think about it. You go through all this for a wedding. Hope to God you stay together, right?
Did Tori jump the gun? Is Tori the jerk?
Yes. DZ says no. I say yes. We'll take your calls and your text next. 414-533-1037.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today on Am I the Jerk, we're talking about, is Tori the jerk for kicking her friend out of her wedding? She got mad because the friend didn't come on the bachelorette party trip, yet the friend went to Colorado a different weekend. So she texted her and said, you hurt my feelings. I don't want you in my wedding.
Boo.
Cut her. I'm like, that was quick.
Bah, humbug.
But the friend has been going through a breakup, so listen, let's go to the phones and see what everybody else thinks, because I said, jerk, for she jumped the gun. DZ said, not a jerk. It's your wedding.
You know what you want. Mm-hmm.
Rachel is in Kenosha this morning on 7. Let's pull her up. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
All right. Is Tori the jerk for kicking her friend out of her wedding?
I think she is. I am in my 20s. I've been on countless bachelorette trips, and they've turned into these cult-like experiences.
It's becoming...
If you don't take...
We're all broke.
All the PTO time. If you don't spend all the money, you don't love them enough. Right? You don't love them enough. It's like, can we just love our friends and be in the weddings without having to drop everything in our lives for them? I don't know. Is that too dramatic?
No.
No.
Rachel, everyone... Well, not everyone. I agree with you, and I always get annoyed by how extravagant weddings and the things around them have become, and people don't even ever once consider other people's financial situations. They just go, you're up, you're in. Aren't you flattered
you
to
going,
be at my
right?
wedding? And by the way, can you pay a couple thousand to add up all the trips and the outfits and the fun we're going to have? Do you have any money for my wedding? Oh, you don't?
Oh, you don't?
I'm mad at you then. Now I'm mad. Right.
They say, hey, we're going on a bachelorette trip. Where? Dubai.
It's so inconsiderate the amount we spend on weddings and that we don't even ask people if they can afford it. We just go, you're in.
You're in.
Like, think about
You've
it.
You've been picked.
It's such an awkward conversation.
Yeah, you're not really asking.
No.
You're not really asking. No. You're telling. Or your friendship's cut.
Right? So it's like you can't win. But she did go on a different trip, though, in fairness.
Right.
The
tough.
Friend
and
did.
That's tough. I'd feel some type of way if I'm like, wait, so that was more of a priority than the commitment you made to be in my wedding and the events that you unfortunately committed to.
Yeah.
But Rachel's saying, yeah, she's the jerk, though.
She's the jerk. Enough with the bachelorette parties. Thanks for calling, Rachel.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Doug. Let's get a guy's opinion here in Milwaukee. Doug's got his own theme song. He called 5 days in a row, which is how you get it.
What?
Oh, Doug.
Oh, teach me how to Doug. Yeah.
Doug, what do you think? Is Tori the jerk for kicking her friend out of her wedding? Oh, dang.
He said, yes. Like you guys, I definitely think she went about it at first the right way, but I definitely think she's a jerk, and here's why. I mean, you know, she could have had, the other girl could have had this Colorado trip planned and paid for before Vegas was even a thing.
Uh-oh, that's true.
That's a point.
That is true.
You know what I mean? Like, she can't be mad at her for having this trip that could have been something way before, because you guys just talked about how expensive trips are.
Right?
You gotta plan it like a year or 2 years in advance. So, I mean, I don't know. I think she should get to the bottom of it before she kicks her out of the wedding. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Doug says jerk.
Yeah, kind of bridezilla'd on it. Jumped the gun.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you, in a construction site right now? What are you doing, Doug?
I'm in a truck. Yeah.
He's in the truck.
He's in the truck.
All right, Doug. It's good to hear from you. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too, man. Later, big dog.
Let's pull up Jessica in Sheboygan, I suppose. I hope I have the right one on 8. She can give her opinion. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
How do you feel? We already have 2 jerks. Are you going to go the opposite way and say not a jerk for her kicking her friend out of her wedding?
I'm sorry, girl, but I'm going to have to go with you're the jerk on this one.
You're not. Hey, I'm with you.
Sweet.
Sorry,
sweet.
To Tori.
But I do have to say, I was a little on the fence. Mm-hmm. I have my best friend Cassie over here with me, and she kind of persuaded me to jump the fence because she said, what if somebody else paid for the trip? And I mean, she's right.
Oh, you know, for the Colorado
like,
trip.
Somebody else did pay for her trip.
Oh, the friend didn't take a trip with her own money. Somebody else.
Somebody
I
covered it. Right,
saying.
Right. Valid.
Yeah.
Well, that's why talk it out. You don't send a text saying, I want you out of my wedding, and that's it. Like, the end?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Right. I was going to say, I guess the situation at the end of the day is the fact that she didn't even try to talk about it to her. She just kind of attacked her over
she clipped her.
Messages,
up and cut
you know?
It.
You know what,
and
though?
Yes,
you can tell as a woman they've all been talking about it, and she probably got so wound up with the other girls. Think about it.
They hyped each other
probably,
up.
Probably, which is, you never want those people around you when you have a problem. You want the people who want to help you fix it, because the people
about?
Around you who are mad, too, are going to make you more mad, and then you're never going to fix the problem.
Right.
Like,
right.
Anytime you have an issue with someone, and you want it needs to be worked out, surround yourself with people who are supporting you to talk it through.
Not agreeing right. with you to be mad about
unless
it.
Unless they suck as people. But this is not, these two can make up. There is no reason for this friendship to end, in my opinion.
Hopefully.
This is crazy.
Hopefully.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, if Tori is listening and she just heard that she's a clean, sweep jerk today, maybe she will take it back and follow up. Friends back in the wedding, hopefully. Fingers crossed, y'all. Maybe.
Hey, and don't get me wrong. My feelings would most definitely be hurt. Like I told my bestie, I said, you know what? If you did the same thing to me, I would go home and I would cry myself to sleep.
Yeah. Right?
You feel it. I'm serious. My feelings would be so hurt. But at the end of the day, you need an explanation. There has to be a reason as to why she did that.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it hurt her feelings because she wants her friends there. But like I said, she's just trying to hurt the friend by kicking her out of the wedding. Like eventually she's going to miss the friend.
Hurt people,
well,
man.
Yeah, well, she's angry right now. Yeah. So when that wears off, she's going to be like, oh no, my friend wasn't in my wedding. I was so mad.
I was a horrible person.
I don't know. Maybe she won't. Maybe she won't care. But either way, we decided Tori is the jerk.
Is the jerk.
Clean sweep. Thanks for calling, Jessica.
No problem.
Bye.
Coming up next, we have got your last chance at these ludicrous tickets, baby. Going to the Wisconsin State Fair, VIP style. You're going to be in a suite with me and DZ. Your chance to win coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Somebody's going with us. Like Anthony in Milwaukee, who won yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Saucy Sandra won one day.
Courtney won another.
Courtney in East Troy was one of our winners.
Jesse in Sussex is pulling up.
Who is going to be the fifth winner this week to join us in our VIP suite with one of their friends at the Wisconsin State Fair?
Fifth and final?
Fifth and final, baby. Let's take caller number. I'll take 50. I'll get crazy.
Dude,
I'll get crazy.
What are you doing?
Giving them time to call and try to win.
Can we do that?
We can do whatever we want. Ooh, it's our show.
Caller 50.
Does anybody tell me what to do?
I ain't. Oh, let's
caller
do it then.
50-414-533-1037. Caller 50. You're going to see Ludacris in our VIP suite with us at the fair. Let's go. Move out the way because we need to get through to the VIP area. So move.
Excuse us. Got a lot of people with us too.
Oh, and by the way, we've got listeners with us. And like DZ said.
You see that line behind us? Move.
Get out the way. We are taking listeners with us to Ludacris on August 11th. It's a Friday night at the Wisconsin State Fair. We've got our own VIP listener area and food and drinks provided. Okay?
We're flexing so, like that.
This is our last winner this week. And I'm excited to get these winners and talk to them because they're going to be hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get to know them.
We're going to get to know them.
You know, Jody is in East Troy this morning. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. No.
You're caller 50.
Hey!
Woo! I'm so excited. I just supposed to, like, I want to just try one more time, and then I got through on my last try.
That one more time. Look at that, Jody.
Nice. Never give up, they say. And there's a reason.
Yep.
If you'd given up, you wouldn't be here. Well, you get to bring whoever you want with you to our VIP suite at the Wisconsin State Fair to see Ludacris. You excited?
Woo! I'm so excited.
Nice. All right.
Gonna have to make sure you're ready, prepared to get that outfit ready. I don't know if you got kids, but get the babysitter popping because you ain't gonna be back till late.
All right. I sure will.
The fair may end at midnight, but we keep going.
You know.
Yes.
All right, Jody, hold on. We'll get all your info, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It's gonna be such a fun night.
Boom.
At Ludacris. And the best part is next week, same time, we're gonna have Six Flags Great America tickets.
That's my neck of the woods, man. I grew up literally across the street. I went to high school in that village.
Ooh,
that's so my front yard.
You know all about Six Flags.
Every corner, every nook and cranny. It's a miracle I ain't worked there. I'm excited. I'm for real. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, we'll have those next week. Ludacris done for this week. But Six Flags this time next week. We'll see you Monday for that.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. By the way, we were just watching on the news the Harley Fest going on, and they were showing the group of Colombian people, and DZ started screaming at the TV. What?
Mi gente, J Balvin, mi gente.
I said, DZ, you better go find the Colombians are partying without you.
I'm on my way.
How can you not be friends with these people?
It's because I don't have a motorcycle yet. That's why. I'm not verified with them yet. I'm not in that group.
We're going to introduce you. I'll get there. We will find you. DZ's joining the motorcycle club.
Where y'all at?
He's coming for you. All right, so we actually do have to talk about a serious story. Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis's daughter, for those of you that don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, Michael Jackson's wife for a short hot minute, for those that remember that in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Either way, she died at the age of 54 in January, which was a surprise to a lot of people.
Young.
Didn't know why. Just said she had a medical emergency that had required hospitalizations. Now they said her death has been revealed as complications resulting from a small bowel obstruction.
What?
According to the medical examiner in LA. Now, this basically, it's a blockage in the small intestine that can be caused by all kinds of factors.
Anything.
Like hernias, inflammatory disease, a tumor.
Wow.
And so she had some kind of obstruction in her bowel. They did say there were opioids in her system as well. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it did not have to do with her death.
They said it was a natural cause, though, through
through the obstruction.
From an obstruction. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
but opioids back you up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, and maybe they were to deal with some of the pain symptoms from whatever caused the obstruction. Oh, that's hard.
Oh, you went to,
she was using medication.
You're more positive than me. I went to drug addiction and you went to actual medical issue, which could have been. I shouldn't jump to conclusions.
Honestly, either
but
one.
But when I hear LA and I just immediately go. And you were married to Michael Jackson, who had a major drug problem.
Who was your daddy again?
I mean, Elvis Presley died yes. A lot going on.
There's some history there, which doesn't mean.
He died of a heart attack, but we all know why, because he was only 42. He was doing too much cocaine.
Okay.
Right, exactly. Okay.
I'm gonna say it.
Why did? I did.
I met it.
That's the finale, though. Lisa Marie Presley, a blockage in her intestine.
Hugged your loved ones, man.
Poor thing, yeah. Saturday night, you better be here at 6 p.m. because Sir Mix-a-Lot is going to be on our station counting down the top 10 hip-hop party songs of all time. Yes, Baby Got Back.
And the top 10 songs.
Will Baby Got Back be on the countdown?
We'll find out.
If it is, it's fixed. I'm convinced. Because he's hosting the show.
Calling him out.
No, it would belong on there if it was.
Of course.
That's Saturday night at 6 p.m. So enjoy that this weekend. Coming up next, though, on Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, we have to talk about something DZ did at a restaurant, and I think it's going to be an interesting conversation. I think some people are going to think what you did was totally, totally the right thing.
Right.
Some
I think it's normal.
Some people are going to be like, this is not cool what you did, but I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll talk about what you did at a restaurant in Milwaukee next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, and we're talking about something that happened at a local restaurant with DZ and his family.
And I ain't gonna call the restaurant out either.
Why not?
Because, man, you know what? Because I don't know if what I did was okay, even though I think it was okay.
Well, let's decide if what you did was okay.
First.
And then we'll call out there. And then we'll say what restaurant you were at in Milwaukee.
Maybe.
You have to wait till the end. Ha ha! Suckers!
Suckers?
All right. What's the story?
All right. So, my wife and I, and Young Samurai, we went and got dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, we just wanted to go out as a family, get a quick bite, right?
There's nothing wrong with going out to dinner. We all do it.
A couple nights ago.
Yeah.
But I ordered a drink with my dinner. You know, I ordered a beer.
Like an alcoholic drink.
An alcoholic drink.
Got it.
Right, right. And they brought it out, but minutes, not even. We were just talking, chit-chatting. 2 minutes tops later, our food comes out. Now, a weird quirk about me is that I despise the taste of alcohol in food.
I don't think that's quirky, and I actually have that in common with you. I do not like to eat and drink.
It feels weird to taste
weird. I'd rather just have like a water or a Diet Coke. If there's food, I don't need alcohol.
100%.
They don't go together for me either.
They don't. Taste buds changes the flavor, and I love my food way too much. Mm-hmm. And I like my alcohol way too much to mess with the two. So I was like, oh, dang. Now I don't want to crack my beer because it's going to get warm before I drink it. I'm not going to drink it while I'm eating my food. Mm-hmm. Right?
So you thought you were going to have time to drink the beer before the food came.
Which you
did not.
What I would have preferred to have done, and I did not. Because now after the meal, I'm full. So the food comes. I'm like, dang. I'm going to let the beer sit there. I get another drink. I grab the Sprite. Regardless. Mm-hmm. Now, the end of the meal. We're getting ready to pay. We got our check. Signed it off. Thank you. Appreciate you. Everything was delicious. I'm looking at my beer, and I'm going, man, I'm not about to leave this. What do I look like? Do I look stupid?
Was it like a draft beer?
It was. So when they brought me the beer, they brought it in a can. And I should have mentioned this. They brought it in a can.
Well, that matters.
Closed container, right? Yeah. It wasn't, you know, they didn't pour it for me. It wasn't from the tap. It was a closed can.
Got it. Okay, say less. I'm with you now. So you had a closed can of beer. You thought you were going to drink it.
Yep.
The food came too quick. You didn't drink the beer.
Nope.
Now the food is gone. The meal is over. Now what?
I'm full. I don't want to drink my beer
now.
So
what'd you do with the beer?
As a matter of fact, I got to get in the car and drive us home. So I'm not going to drink my beer now, right? We're ready to go. Young Samurai is acting a fool. So we're like, okay, Poppy, time to go home. You starting to throw crayons? Time to go home.
You got an almost 2-year-old. It's not fun to go out to eat with an almost 2-year-old.
But we're not going to limit.
Yeah.
So I go.
That's why you're drinking beer, quite frankly. Let's be real.
So I look at my wife and I go, I'm about to pocket this beer.
Yeah.
It's a closed can. Mm-hmm. I technically paid for it.
Yeah.
I'm about to take this beer home. What mm-hmm. is that okay? And she looks and goes, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think it is. My only thought would be, is it an open container? And obviously it's closed. Like, it's not open because it's a can.
Right.
But I don't know what the laws are as far as, like, if I thought there was a law where, let's say you buy a 12-pack, right, mm-hmm. of beer, and then you take out four. I, for some reason, I thought if you had, like, actually opened boxes, they could call you for that, like, be like, oh, even though it's not open, it's out
it's
of a box.
Open. And right. that was what I was thinking, because that is a thing. You can't have, that would be considered an open container if you had like a 6-pack and one was missing.
But one cop, you'd have to be really bored as a cop to be like, you have one individualized closed alcoholic drink in your car, mister.
I'm going to need you to step out of the car, sir.
Like, there's, well, unfortunately, yeah. But you know what I mean? Yes, I would think you would not get in trouble for that, even if that was the case. I don't... You took a closed container and left.
Mm-hmm.
Is what DZ did okay?
It wasn't open by because all technicalities.
Let's think about this. You weren't at, I'm just using it as an example. You weren't at a, I'm thinking Qdoba doesn't have a case. Who has a case with like vitamin waters in it? You know, you go to like a fast food or a restaurant place.
Plenty of places do. Qdoba, Chipotle, a lot of places do have alcoholic beverages there.
Yes. I was like, what's the difference between if you grabbed a drink out of there and didn't open it or finish it and left with it? The only difference is one's alcohol, one's not.
Good point.
So I don't know what the answer is. We're going to take the calls and texts. How's that?
Does anybody know? Can anybody help me out with this? Did I do something wrong? Because I don't feel wrong, but I'm wondering if it is wrong.
And then we will say where you were after, at the very end.
Let's find out first.
I'm just saying, and we did, you know what? Somebody just texted me and said during COVID, we were doing carry out alcohol.
That's right.
That's right.
Plenty of people did, and they were in to-go cups with a straw.
Thank you, Jamie, for that text. She had a good point on that.
I remember that now.
All right, let's take your calls and texts next. 414-533-1037. What did DZ do? Was it right, wrong? I don't know. 103.7 Kiss FM. Did DZ do the right thing or the wrong thing? He took a can of beer from a restaurant he was eating at.
I pocketed my beer at the restaurant. I hadn't opened it. It was in a can.
It was
closed.
It was closed.
I took it home.
It's really just the alcohol is the question.
Was that wrong?
Yeah. Listen, Sebastian is driving right now from Lake Mills to Milwaukee with his mom on his way to camp. He's 13. I asked a lot of questions before I put him on the air. Sebastian, good morning.
Hey, Sebastian.
Good morning.
What do you think? Because I'm scared to get your opinion because this involves an alcoholic beverage, Sebastian. I feel like your mom.
Mom said it was okay.
What did your mom say? What do you think?
I took my adult soda home, man. What's up? Is that okay?
I looked it up on the internet because I had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So it says that you can because I don't. It didn't say because. Never mind. But
that's okay.
It says that, and I think it's okay to do because I've done it many times for like Sprite or like root beer and I can.
There you go.
Thank God he said Sprite or root beer, Sebastian. I'm glad it was not alcoholic.
Whew. Root beer. Root beer.
Ah. Safe. Okay, Sebastian, you know what? You're hired as an intern one day when you're old enough because you're looking up facts for us and calling in, and you could be our producer at this point, kid.
He said, I looked it up. Why didn't I think of that?
I don't know, because he's producer material, and we're not. You are hired, Sebastian.
Have a great day at camp, Sebastian. We appreciate your call, buddy.
Bye.
That was good. That he
mom
said,
wouldn't
he said,
say
right.
a word. And mom, enjoy your free day while they get to camp. Just saying. All right, let's go to Julie in Oak Creek and see what she has to say this morning. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
So you heard the whole story. DZ yeah. and his wife and kid were at a restaurant. He ordered a beer. The food came immediately, so he didn't drink the beer because he didn't want to drink it with his food.
Right.
And then he took the closed can.
It was closed.
And left with it. Julie?
So I'm a paralegal, although I don't do criminal law. I also used to have a promotional agency that did sampling events and liquor and all that fun kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So as far as I'm aware, you were fine because it was not opened and you did pay for it.
Right.
My only question is, what time of night was this?
It was it was early evening. You know, with youngins, you have dinner at like 5-6 o'clock, right?
Hold on, though. Why does she ask the time? I need to know why she wants to know the time.
It must matter.
Because you cannot purchase or sell alcohol to take home with you after 9 p.m.
Oh.
See, there's the twist we were looking for when we were wondering rules. So you were fine because it was early.
Because of the time.
I wanted to know why she asked the time. That was right. What I was curious about.
Major
okay.
stipulation, though. That's big.
Well, and I get it. We stopped selling at 9, but... Yeah.
Right. That's why liquor stores all close at 9.
Which
like,
is so stupid.
Woodman, the liquor department closes at 9.
Every other state.
They won't sell after 9.
Exactly. No, it makes a lot of sense.
I didn't live anywhere else like this. It's the weirdest thing. And I used to live in Wausau, and then I lived here. In both cities, you're racing to the liquor store at 9. I don't understand why. It doesn't stop how much we drink.
Nope.
You know, like other states sell it after 9. We have more problems with drinking in this state.
We might pace it out more if we sold after 9.
Tricking people. That's what we're doing. All right, Julie. Thanks for calling.
Valid. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
You bye. Too. Bye.
All right. Last but not least, and then we will tell you what restaurant DZ was at since he clearly did nothing wrong.
We got a paralegal on the line. I feel confident. Sebastian supported it too.
You didn't
next
do
one,
wrong.
Hopefully, I don't get yelled at.
Before that, though, Mila's on the phone, and Mila's always a ball of energy.
What's going on, Mila?
Good morning.
Hi.
So, first and foremost, kudos to Sebastian and his mom.
Aw.
Because these kids do not know how to look up stuff anymore. They just post and say whatever.
True.
And we had to go to the library. So, kudos, baby, on using the resources that you have.
That's true.
Kudos and, to mom on teaching mm-hmm. him that.
And they believe everything they see on YouTube. So, if they could maybe try
right.
Googling once in a while, I'd appreciate it.
Right. Exactly. Come on, resources. And I looked it up, too. So, he's right.
I love you, Mila.
I was looking it up while the song was on. And I did that because I remember I was young and I used to like to go to the liquor store and have my stuff. But DZ, I really need to know the name of that restaurant because I usually open the beer for you.
She wants to know who didn't open the beer when they gave it to you.
Uh huh. Because they are supposed to open it.
So that I don't have the chance to maybe take it home.
No. Exactly. I used to be a server as well. They're not supposed to give you a closed beverage. They're supposed to open it before they leave the table.
Well, nah, definitely can't bust them out because then somebody's going to get in trouble.
You don't say nothing. I mean, you can, when y'all off the air, you can let me know, but don't tell
Tell me private. Right.
By the way, before he says the restaurant, I just want to say Sean texted in from Milwaukee and said there's counties that sell beer till midnight, and somebody else said, why in Wisconsin Dells? Can you buy a beer till midnight? The Dells must be one of those counties.
Well,
I didn't know that. I'm just throwing that out there. Yeah.
On the east side, there's a grocery store. I don't know. I've not been to it, but everyone says it's fabulous. But you can buy liquor after 9 o'clock.
DZ's holding his hand up.
I know.
He already knows. DZ's holding his hand up.
I'm familiar with the east side. Metro Mart. Metro Mart out there past 9 o'clock. You can buy beer only, though. They no more liquor, but you can buy beer until midnight at the Metro Market.
And that's what I was going to say about the paralegal. She was talking about the time. The time really doesn't matter as long as it's closed in your car. You don't have liquor on your breath or you're not like driving abbreviated or anything, you should be fine, but you cannot have any open nothing.
Right. And I wasn't worried about it. I hadn't had a sip of anything, right? And so I was like, I'm bringing this home, man.
Okay,
you were all on Sprite, right? So you're good.
Literally.
Yeah.
Well, and I had a little bit of Sammy's chocolate milk, too.
For the record, you can have
okay. Yeah.
You can have one drink, you guys. And, you know, you can drive as long as you're not drunk. Just for everyone out there.
True.
We can be responsible drinkers. I just want to put it out there.
Don't drink on an empty stomach.
That's very true.
I guess so. All right, say the restaurant now. We've been waiting.
Well, since they ain't going to get in trouble.
They're not going to get in trouble.
No, they're not.
It was one of my favorites. MBC, Milwaukee Burger Company, dog. They're so good.
Never been there.
Do they have Impossible there?
We got to go. Yes, they do. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
What's Impossible?
Oh, yeah.
The vegan. No meats.
I'm down for the vegan stuff. A lot of keto stuff is vegan. You'd be surprised.
Well, I go for the cheese curds. They're giant and delicious. Get the sample platter every time, bro. Not an ad, I guarantee it, but boy, are they good.
You had everybody at cheese curds right there.
Right. Yeah.
Just saying, you know.
I can't even have cheese and I'll go.
I'll risk it. I swear I would.
Thanks, Mila. Have a good day.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you back. Bye.
Well, congrats. You're not going to jail.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.